It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Nate Lull with you tonight, live from Walton Central School. It's a boys' MAC matchup here to start a night of four straight nights. We will have basketball here this week on WCDO, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This is our only boys' game this week, as we will have three straight girls' games coming up the rest of the week. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Should be a great matchup tonight here between the visiting Unitigo Spartans and the Walton Warriors. Both these teams are right kind of in the middle of the thick of the pack in the boys' MAC standings, especially Unitigo, who is really in the hunt for trying to see if maybe they could squeeze into that top four spot. Especially that number four spot. That's really something that they're shooting for, and I think they have some potential over the next couple of weeks because they have games against those teams that are right in the third, fourth, and fifth spot. So this is a good opportunity. Never easy when you have to take a long bus ride, about 45 minutes to get over here today. You kind of have those bus legs, and you know, the early game as well is a little strange. When the MAC does these quad games, which is they will have both boys JV and girls JV, as well as the girls and boys varsity here tonight, all playing at the 5:30 and then the 7:15 tip-off. So the boys usually are sitting in the stands right now watching the contest at the JV level and then coming out a little bit later. So you have to be prepared for this. A lot of the MAC schools are used to it because some of them will do this quad type of matchup a couple of times a year. So, but it's certainly something that you have to get used to. You kind of have to learn how to amp yourself up, because I walked into the gym here tonight, it almost seemed a little quiet. It's starting to take some energy on now as fans are starting to come in. They have the warm-up music on, but it certainly has a different vibe than a 7:15 start. But it should be a great one here tonight. I think it's going to be a tale of two teams, as Unitigo certainly has the inside presence here tonight, of course, with the 6'6" Derek Beams down low. We know how far he has come. Got word this week that a bunch of local colleges are looking at him because he's a guy who can not only play outside, he can shoot the three, he can dribble, but he can take it inside and dominate as well. On the other side for Walton, if you listen to us last year, folks, every time we did a Walton game, it seemed like it was raining three-pointers, including that game we did over in Afton, where the two teams, Afton and Walton, combined for 24 three-pointers in that contest. So we know that guys like Blake Hitt, Alex Tweedy, they can all shoot from the outside. But this is also a young Walton Warriors team, as they have four sophomores who are coming up here on this young team. But you look at a guy like Alex Tweedy, he's 6'4", Gavin Griffin, 6'5", but some of those guys not as battle-tested, I should say, as a guy like Derek Beam. So I think that's going to be interesting. Can the younger guys from Walton and their three-point shooting carry them here tonight, or will Unitigo, with some experience inside game and, of course, some outside leadership in Jared Smith as well as senior Braden Beadle, is that going to carry the Spartans here tonight? We've seen a lot of different versions of this Spartans team. We saw them play very, very well against Oxford a couple of weeks ago on the road, and then they suffered a setback at Delhi when we had them last week. But, of course, Delhi is one of the top teams in the league. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. At this time, we'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll come back and get you your starting lineups here tonight for the Walton boys hosting the Unitigo boys. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union, as we come to you live tonight from Walton Central School. First, the lineup for the visiting Unitego Spartans. A junior, number one, Zach Youngs. This will be number four, a sophomore, Cooper Thayer. Number 10, a junior, Jared Smith. Number 20, a sophomore, Dean Reed. And number 32, the big man, the senior, Derek Beams. On the other side for Walton, they will have senior Blake Hitt, number 1, sophomore, number 4, Shane Merwin, a senior, number 12, Jordan Sommers, and two sophomores, number 20, Alex Sorochinski, and number 23, Alex Tweedy. Walton will win the opening tip, and we're underway here between the Warriors and the Unitego Spartans, as the Warriors in the home white uniforms, the orange trim going left to right. They work it down low for Sorochinski, blocked out of there by Beams. There's that inside presence I was talking about in our pregame show. Ball still loose on the floor, picked up here by Walton. The rebound is no good. The shot there was taken by Sorochinski, and then Beams cleans up the mess. Unitego back the other way in the dark green with the white trim. Three ball coming from Cooper Thayer downtown, and the good assist there from Jared Smith. And Cooper Thayer was just wide open in the left corner, and Unitego gets the first bucket of the game, and it's 3-0 with 7:10 to go in this first quarter, live from Walton Central School. And now a steal by the Spartans. Again, they're in the green uniform, says Unitego across the front with the white trim. And here is Beams right to the tin, goes up and can't get it to go, just hit off the side of the rim. Walton back the other way. Here's Blake Hitt, steps up, three-pointer is short, and now the rebound for Zach Youngs. Youngs with an outlet pass to Jared Smith, and Smith will walk it up the floor and slow things down for Unitego as it's man-to-man for Walton to get things started. Here is Cooper Thayer, a kick out to Beams, three ball, left side, is off the mark. Dean Reed couldn't get to the rebound, and Blake Hitt for Walton was there as he crosses midcourt as Walton goes left to right. Walton in the home white uniforms, the orange trim. Sorochinski gets inside, left baseline, no good. Rebound for Sommers. Gets it back to Sorochinski, but he has his bucket picked here by Derek Beams, and now Unitego back down the floor going right to left. And here is Smith just crossing the Walton Warriors logo at half court. Passes one up for Dean Reed, and down low, great pass up and over the defense there and in for Derek Beams, and Unitego jumps out to a 5-0 lead 2 minutes into this contest here tonight at Walton Central School. Now this is Shane Merwin bringing it up the floor, and he finds Tweedy at the high post and kicks it out to the left side, as here are the Walton Warriors going left to right. Again, setting up the offense, Shane Merwin with 15 on the shot clock to the left side for Hitt. hit with a little crossover as Unitigo is also in the man-to-man here as they go to try to stop this Warriors offense. Warriors work it inside, five on the shot clock, back out for Tweedy, now for Sorachinsky, and his three ball is good with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. That was Alex Sorachinsky, and it's a 5-3 game with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo going right to left on the right wing into the offensive part of the floor, down for Dean Reed in the left baseline. Now back to the right wing, and they try to go down low for Reed again, and it's sliced off the hands there of Tweedy, out of bounds. Underneath the basket, this is where Unitigo will inbound near the right block. Smith quickly gets it in, right baseline corner, now back to the top of the key. Down low for a flashing Smith, his little 10-footer, no good, and Walton with the rebound here on their home floor. They're looking to run. The outlet pass ahead here for Shane Merwin. Kicks it back out, three again, downtown swish for Sorachinsky. And it's a 6-0 run for Walton. They were trailing 5-0, and they lead 6-5 over Unitigo with 4:45 to go in the first quarter here in Walton. And now a steal for the Warriors. Ahead for Blake Hitt. Bounces off of his hands, and Unitigo is there to pick it back up. But now a steal right back here for the Warriors. And here comes Tweedy down the left side, out for Sorachinsky again. No, off the mark. And this rebound is loose on the floor before just rolling over the line, and we'll go back to Unitigo. Boy, we see in the early going, as we said in our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, that both teams love the three-pointer, as Sorachinsky already with two, Cooper Thayer with one on the other side for Unitigo. Thayer brings it down the floor. It's Walton 6, Unitigo 5. Down low, left baseline here for Beams, and he went up and couldn't quite get the shot off. Looked like he kind of lost it off his fingertips. Walton with the rebound. Again for Tweedy, left side. His three ball is short. Not enough mustard on that one. And Unitigo back the other way with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Here is Smith, drives baseline left side, up off the glass with the kiss. And Jared Smith puts it in for his first bucket. And Unitigo retakes the lead 7-6 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. And walking it down the floor is Shane Merwin to the left side for Walton here on their home floor tonight. For Tweedy, he's in the black paint, gets it to go up off the mark. And a rebound for Unitigo. Here comes Smith. Going ahead full steam, coast to coast for Smith. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. The rebound is there for Zach Youngs. He puts it in and he's fouled. Zach Youngs is going to go to the line. 3:35 to go in this first quarter. It's 9-6. And Youngs will try to complete the three-point play. So here is Youngs at the line. I got to say, I like this young man. Today at Unitigo Central School, they had Superhero Day. Everybody was dressing up as Superman, Batman. He dressed up as myself, Nate Lull. Gotta love that guy. But he'll miss the foul shot here, and Walton comes back the other way. So it's 9-6. Unitigo on the road at Walton, ahead by three. And to the right side here for Merwin. Merwin for Blake, hit top of the key. Good defense by Thayer. Hit takes him inside. The running 15-footer no good. And Smith, another rebound, and here he comes. Smith down the right side, pulls up again off the glass, just a little too hard. Rebound off the hands there of Beams underneath, trickles out of bounds, and possession will go back to Walton. Unitigo going to the bench, Zach Carey checking in, as well as Braden Beadle. Thayer goes to the bench, and so does Zach Youngs. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Unitigo 9 and Walton 6, live from Walton Central School here today on CDO. And here's Tweedy to Sorachinsky, back for Tweedy, top of the key. And he finds Somers back for a hit. Hit a long, deep three, top of the key there, and it's no good. And Beadle fresh into the game. Skies up into the air there to get the rebound. Now for Zach Carey, right baseline as Unitigo goes right to left. For Dean Reed, pull-up jumper is good from the elbow, and Reed puts it home for his first bucket of the night. And Unitigo leads Walton 11-6 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And here is Somers. For Tweedy, back for hit. He wants that three ball left side. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound is for Dean Reed of Unitigo, and Walton, after hitting two straight three-pointers, has now gone cold over the last 2 minutes. Again, Unitigo 11, Walton 6 here in boys MAC action today on CDO. Now for Dean Reed, baseline jumper. No good, but Beams is right there for the putback. Didn't even have to bring it down. Caught it in midair, the tip drill, and he put it in. It's 13-6, Unitigo. Just great follow-up, and nobody boxed him out, and Walton will take a timeout. 1:55 to go in the first quarter here, folks. It's the Unitigo boys on the road at Walton, leading 13-6. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're back underway. Walton with the ball, going left to right here in boys' MAC action tonight on CDO. It's Unitigo leading Walton 13-6, and the Warriors on this possession will knock the ball out of bounds, and so it will go back to Unitigo. They're looking to increase their lead here in the opening quarter on the road tonight. Spartans again with the ball going right to left. They're in the dark green with the white and the gray trim. Here's Smith reversing it for Braden Beadle, left side, and his shot is short. Just hits the side of the net, and an easy rebound here for Blake hitting the Walton Warriors. Warriors going left to right in the home white uniforms with the orange trim. A pull-up three for Sorachinsky, no good. But Summers hustling, gets the rebound. Now Black back out for Blake Hitt. His three ball, no good. And again, Unitigo is there with the rebound as Derek Beams rips it down from the sky. Ahead for Zach Carey, can't get it to go. Beams can't get the put back, but Smith is there. And Unitigo on their third chance will put it home. Walton just not getting a body on those guys, and when you get three chances, good chance you'll put it in, and it's 15-6. Unitigo on top with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now for Blake Hitt, left side here, the senior point guard, was the quarterback this year for the Walton Warriors on the football field. Trying to quarterback his team to get back in this game here. 10 on the shot clock now for Walton at the top of the key for Salmers, back for Hitt. And now for Tweedy, left baseline, jumper, rattles out, and a rebound here for Smith with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Coast to coast, Smith can't get it to go, Beams with the rebound, no good. Carey tries it and he's fouled. Again, three chances there for Unitigo. Zach Carey can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 15-6. Boy, Beams has been a monster flying in there, and Walton has not found an answer to keep him off the boards. Carry to the line, first one is no good, hit the side of the rim, and then popped out. Walton will go to the bench here, and Tim Vandermark will come in, as well as Justin Beers, another one of those sophomores for the Warriors. Second shot for Carry is off the back iron, and Walton will get it as that was a miss for Carry. 15 seconds to go, Blake hit straightaway three, pulled up, no good, a rebound for Somers, kicks it out, and the jumper is good, there for Shane Merwin. So Merwin gets the bucket, 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here comes Smith, going to get one last shot off. Pulls up, three at the buzzer, no good. 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Unitigo boys on the road at Walton, leading in MAC play. Again, 15-8. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Second quarter coming up here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. The start of the second quarter has the Walton Warriors with the ball, and here is Hitt to the outside. Finds Somers, who has to back up now for Vandermark. And to the right side, a three coming for Walton here from Jared Webler, who just checked into the game. And that is no good. And guess who for Unitigo? Derek Beams with the rebound. Now for Braden Beadle on the left side is Unitigo. The boys leading Walton on the road 15-8 as we start the second quarter. Here's Beams down low looking for Zach Youngs on the baseline on that backdoor cut. Walton read it the whole way. Great defense. And here comes Blake Hitt. Back for Somers. A deep three. Hit the side of the glass. No good. But the rebound is there. Up and in for Justin Beers. And he's fouled and will go to the line. Huge play here for Walton as Beers was in great position there off the miss from Merwin. Just brought it down, went back up, and got the foul on Zach Carey as he got him on the arm. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-10. Unitigo on top of Walton. And the three-point play will not be converted there by Justin Beers. So it remains a five-point lead for Unitigo here tonight on the road in boys MAC action in Walton. Here's Braden Beadle. That quick first step all the way to the rim puts it in on that right side. First bucket of the night for Braden Beadle, and it's 17-10. Unitigo on top. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Here is Blake Hitt. A nice crossover to the left side. Puts on the brakes. Kicks it out. Sommer straightaway three. It died on the front rim. And now the ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. We'll have a jump ball. Goes back to Unitigo. Well, it was Zach Youngs who ripped down that rebound for Unitigo. Then he lost it in between his legs. The ball was on the floor, and a great job by Walton to tie it up. It was Jacob Hanley who dove headfirst to the floor to tie it up, but Unitigo gets the arrow and gets the ball back. Here is Youngs, top of the key, reversing for Braden Beadle. Right side again, all the way to the hoop, and he's fouled. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 17-10. Here's the team foul situation. Been pretty clean so far. That'll be the third team foul on Walton and the only one team foul here on Unitigo so far. So Beadle to the line, and his first shot dies on the front rim. No good. Remains a seven-point lead, 17-10. Unitigo boys on top. The girls' game will follow. We won't have that game here on the radio tonight, but we will have Twitter updates if you'd like to follow along. Second shot for Beadle is good, so he has 3 points, and it's an eight-point lead, biggest of the night so far for Unitigo. 6:20 to go in the second quarter, and it's 18-10. Unitigo on top of Walton here on the road. Walton working it around in this man-to-man offense. Now for Vandermark, steps in to the left side for Blake Hitt. Goes for the little runner. Again, too hard off the glass, and a rebound here for Unitigo, and a foul on Walton. Great job there by Austin Dunn, who had checked into the game, and he was looking to run after he grabbed the rebound, and that was a foul. Let's see who they give it to for Walton. It looks like it'll be on Jacob Hanley for just grabbing him on the arm. So that's the fourth team foul on Walton. We'll keep an eye on that for you as we approach halftime. 6 minutes to go in this second quarter. Unitigo leading Walton 18-10. And here is Jared Smith crossing half court as he goes right to left. Finds Braden Beadle, kicks it back out for Smith, drives right side, now back for Beams at the foul line. Kicks out for Beadle. Left side three, too hard. Beams the rebound, cleaned it up. Thought he was fouled, can't get the right-handed layup to go. Ball still loose on the floor, and it ricochets out of bounds, and the Zebra crew says it will go back to Walton. Beams again, skying well above everybody up by the rim, and just couldn't get it to go. So Walton trailing by eight here on their home floor. They'll bring it down going left to right. On the right wing for Tweedy. Tweedy sees a big open lane and then kicks it back out. They'll give it back to Tweedy. They feed him down low. Tries to get Beams in the air. He'll do it. Scores and the foul. Nice move by Alex Tweedy. His first bucket of the night. And again, a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. So Walton, despite not shooting the ball particularly well here in this first half, sticking around in this ball game. They trail 18-12. 5.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. And Tweedy looking to complete the three-point play. This one is no good, and Beams is right there with an excellent blockout. Textbook, if you could say. And he gets the rebound. Unitigo going right to left, back the other way. And here is Beams back for Smith in the right side corner. On the baseline, back out for Smith. Dribble, drive, down low. Rejected in there by Tweedy. Ball tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Spartans. Dean Reed checking back into the game. Let's see who he's going to come in for. Looks like Jared Smith. With 5:11 to go in the second quarter, it's 18-12. Unitigo on top of Walton. Spartans will get the ball in here with Dean Reed. They feed it right back down low to Beams. Tried to go up. Boy, he was very close to a two-handed dunk there, but just didn't quite get enough. And back the other way. as that ball just kind of died on the rim there for Beams, and Walton was right there to scoop up the rebound. A kick out and a long two-pointer here for Justin Beers. No good, and another rebound for Beams, and he's looking to run. One-handed pass ahead for Dean Reed through his fingertips and out of bounds. I think that was one of those moments where Reed was just thinking about the layup before he caught the ball, zipped through his hands, and rolled over the line. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Right now, it's like Walton is just trying to get through this little stretch where they're not shooting the ball so well, and Unitigo has just not found a way to quite get that lead over 6 or 8 to really try to pull away. Now here's Tweedy backing down. His man Beams. The right-handed hook is no good. The rebound for Unitigo and an outlet pass for Beams. And the 6'6" big man is not afraid to walk it down the floor. Inside now for Braden Beadle, and he is fouled along the baseline. They'll call a block. This will be the fifth team foul here on Walton. With 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the second quarter, it's 18-12. And Unitigo will inbound with Austin Dunn at the right block underneath their own basket. Gets it in for Beams, right side, pump fakes on a three. Gets it back for Braden Beadle now at the top of the three-point arc. They'll feed it inside for Dean Reed. Pass was deflected. Walton will steal it. And now a bounce pass ahead is well and too far ahead of Jared Webler, and it rolls out of bounds back to the Spartans. So it's been an 18-12 game for about the last 2 minutes here, it seems. As now Jared Smith will check back in, as well as Cooper Thayer, two guys who started tonight here for Unitigo. Youngs will go to the bench, as well as Derek Beams. He gets a well-deserved rest. With about 4 minutes to go before the halftime break, he's been up and down, handling the ball, rebounding, shooting, passing. He's had a little bit of everything. So Unitigo now without their big man on the floor as he takes a break. They'll reverse it to Braden Beadle on the right side, and now back for Smith. Smith with a baseline drive. Now kicks out for Austin Dunn. 20 on the shot clock. Ball rolls over to Braden Beadle. To the hoop. No good. Dean Reed cleans up the mess and puts it in. Dean Reed was not blocked out. Went up and just tapped it in. And it's Unitigo leading Walton 20-12 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. And here is Walton to the left side. Little dribble drive here for Somers. Kicked it out, but intercepted by Dean Reed. Down the right wing he goes, 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Kicks it out, but he'll travel first. Got a little too far ahead of himself. And the officials caught him there, and the ball goes back to Walton. So boys, MAC action here tonight. It's 20-12. Unitigo leading Walton. And the Warriors with the ball coming down the wing on the right side. They bounce past it inside. Turnaround shot for Vandermark is too strong. No good. And Smith will bring it down the floor here as he picks up the rebound. Unitigo really looking to run as Beadle takes it inside. Will he get the bucket? Yes, he will. Beadle gets the bucket and he'll go to the line. So Beadle now with 5 points. And again, looking for a three-point play. Boy, surprised they gave it to him. It looked like the foul was well before he took that shot. But Braden Beadle gets that, and he won't get the free throw here as it bounces out, and now a foul on Unitigo. So Jared Smith will take the foul. Just got a little overzealous, I think, on that rebound opportunity. Went hip-to-hip with Tweedy for Walton, and Tweedy went flying to the floor. So here's the team foul situation. 6 on Walton and 3 on Unitigo. The score is 22-12. Biggest lead of the night here for Unitigo, as Walton only scoring 4 points so far in the second quarter. And to the left side for Somers. Now back out for Tweedy. 20-footer. Got it. Alex Tweedy. A nice looking shot from the left elbow, and it's 22-14. Walton trying to keep this game within striking distance. 2:35 to go in the second quarter. They reverse it to the far side. Now for Dean Reed. Gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper off the front rim. No good. And the rebound is ripped down here for the Walton Warriors. Down the right side. They'll pass it inside for Tweedy. Tweedy on the right baseline. Gets into the paint. Now kicks it back out for Somers. Dean Reed with really good defense on him. Now for Tweedy. Up and over Beams again. And Tweedy has 6 points. And it's 22-16. Two straight buckets for Alex Tweedy now of Walton. Unitigo inside looking for Beams, and he's fouled. Pretty much triple teamed in the paint. And we'll have a 1-1, as that's going to be the 7th team foul here against the Walton Warriors. So Beams will head to the line. Beams tonight with 4 points. I'd say he could be in double figures right now, but some of those layups on those putbacks have not gone for him. Beam's first shot is good, so he's got five. Beams was our defensive player of the game against Delhi last Tuesday. Had a phenomenal night, but the Spartans falling on the road to the league-leading Delhi Bulldogs. Second shot for Beams is up and good. He now has 6 points, and Unitigo leading Walton 24-16 with a minute and 55 seconds to go before our halftime break. Live here from Walton Central School. Warriors with the ball, going left to right. They work it down inside, but now the ball is loose, and Dean Reed is there to steal it away. Ahead for Braden Beadle, all the way to the 10, up and in. And Beadle's got 7 points. That's a game high so far. It's 26-16. So right after Walton had cut it back down to a 6-point game, Unitigo bumps it back up to 10. Minute and a half to go before the halftime break. Here's Tweedy at the top of the key, closely guarded here by Beams. Good big man matchup tonight. Back out, and a deep three here for Walton, left side. No good. Rebound for Vandermark. For Tweedy, he got it. Vandermark got the rebound and then dished it off down low for Tweedy, who has 8 points. It's Unitigo 26, Walton 18. Dean Reed, pull-up jumper, right side on the baseline, no good. And a rebound for Walton as they continue to try to slice into this lead. Now a running jumper here for Somers, off the mark. And Unitigo looking to run back the other way. Smith finding Beatles and another turnover, and Walton going left to right, comes down the right wing. Now for Vandermark, up and in. So he puts it home, and it's 26-20 with 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Smith again going coast to coast, gets the layup, but right before he went up for the layup, Cal Locke, head coach for Unitigo, calling a timeout. 41 seconds to go before the half. It's Unitigo leading Walton 26-20. We'll take a 30-second break here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
41 seconds to go before the halftime break. Nate Lal with you tonight on CDO. The Unitigo boys leading on the road at Walton 26-20. And Unitigo has the ball. Here is Derek Beams downtown, deep three, and he got it to go. A great play that was drawn up by head coach Cal Locke in that timeout just a second ago. Gives Unitigo a 9-point lead. Here comes the Warriors going left to right. Down low. Somers with a pump fake up and in. Somers with another bucket, and he's got four. And it's 29-22. 10 seconds to go here before the halftime break, and Unitigo has it right at half court. Here is Smith. Glances up at the clock. Sets the offense in motion. Now he finds Beams back out for Beadle. Three on the clock. Three ball, no good. Walton the rebound, and that's going to do it. Our halftime score is 29-22. The Unitigo boys on the road with an impressive first half. 9 points for Derek Beams, seven for Braden Beadle, and the Spartans lead 29-22 at the break. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you through the stats and get you set for the second half here again, live from Walton Central School tonight. A great boys MAC battle tonight between the Walton Warriors and the Unitigo Spartans. And our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. If you'd ever like to go back and listen to this game or any other game we've done on CDO, you can also find that at WCDOsports.com. Just click on the Game Audio Archive tab, and that'll take you right there. All the games are clearly labeled. You'll be able to click and download for free at any time. Again, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. I'm Nate Lull. The score at the halftime, Unitigo 29, Walton 22. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help.
Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome into our halftime show here, folks, live from Walton Central School. At the half, it's the Unitego boys leading 29-22 here over visiting Walton. It's now time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, our halftime score is 29-22, Unitego on top of Walton. First, let's go through our scoring summary. First for the Walton Warriors, 8 points, a team high for Alex Tweedy, 6 points for Alex Sorochinski, 4 for Jordan Somers, 2 for Shane Merwin, and 2 for Justin Beers. So, boy, no points in the first half for Walton standout Blake Hitt. If they can get him going in the second half, this could certainly be a different ball game because we know that he is deadly from downtown. On the other side for Unitego, 9 points from Derek Beams, 7 from Braden Beadle, 4 from Dean Reed, 4 from Jared Smith, 3 from Cooper Thayer, and 2 for Zach Youngs for the Unitego Spartans and head coach Cal Locke. So, Beams has been an absolute force on the boards. Walton has really not found a way to keep him off the boards. The good news is on some of his putbacks, he hasn't hit. I think, Beams could easily have 15, 17 points if he had gotten some of those putbacks. But you are still seeing that he has a game-high 9 points and is a force to be reckoned with. He can dribble. He can bring it up the floor, get into the paint, shoot from downtown. Doesn't really matter. Derek Beams has come a long way since last season, and he was good then. But this year he is a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. So again, our halftime score, 29-22. We'll step away and we'll be right back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And on a chilly day like today, about 17 degrees out currently here in Walton. And with that wind chill, it's down near zero. You'll need Morabito. They are delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And if you need that emergency service in the middle of the night, anything like that, keep that number near. That's 563-HEAT. They will be right there to help you out. It's our halftime report again. 29-22 is the score. The Unitego boys leading the Walton Warriors here on the road tonight. Certainly a great contest here between these two. Two teams that have a lot of weapons on the inside and outside. And, boy, so far we're seeing a great battle between Alex Tweedy, 8 points for Walton, and Derek Beams, 9 points for Unitego. Beams is 6'6". Tweedy is 6'4". I think the difference that you see on the floor at the moment is that Beams is a senior, has a little more varsity experience. Tweedy was on the varsity last year as a freshman, but still learning, you can see a little bit. But, boy, what a gifted athlete he is going to be here for this Walton basketball team. Can take it inside, outside, shoot the three, rebounds, and the best thing I like about Tweedy is that he hustles. We've seen him diving on the floor constantly. It's been great to see. We'll take one 30-second break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Walton Warriors will be going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms, the black and orange trim. Unitego is in the road dark green uniforms with the gray and the white trim. They will go left to right. Walton with the ball, and we're underway, but a steal here by Braden Beadle. He's off to the races. Coast to coast, he puts the layup in, and Beadle now with 9 points to tie Derek Beams for a game high. Unitego putting on a little three-quarter court press here to try to make it difficult for Walton to bring the ball up the floor as Unitego leads 31-22. Here's Tweedy on the baseline, kicks it out for Sommers. Little 10-footer, no good. Ball ricocheted out of bounds, and it looks like it will stay here with Walton. Boy, that's where I don't envy being an official, because I thought it looked like it hit off both sides. I don't know how you make that call. That's very tough. But now an outside three for guess who? Alex Tweedy. They get it in, and he was right there in the left-handed corner and put it in. So it's 31-25, but now a steal for Walton, but a quick travel there by Sommers. Sommers was in the right place at the right time, stole that ball, and then I think he just got a little too excited and shuffled his feet. So 7 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's 31-25. Unitego with the ball going left to right. Here is Beadle. Beadle now back for Beams. Right side outside the three-point line. Inside for Zach Youngs, and he is blocked away. And here comes Walton, a 3-on-2 if they can hurry. Sommers puts on the brakes, gets it back out for Blake Hitt into the paint. Kicks it out for Tweedy. 10-footer, no good. Rattled out. Hit both sides of the rim. Unitego with a rebound and a foul on Walton. 6:53 to go in this third quarter. It's Unitego leading Walton 31-25. And after the foul, Unitego will get the ball back as Dean Reed, a good solid rebound, and then just got hacked on the wrist as he brought it down. First team foul for Walton in the second half. Here's Beadle to the left side, finding Beams. Back out for Beadle as Unitego goes left to right. Pull-up jumper, 15-footer for Beadle at the key, no good. Top of the key, I should say. And Walton with the rebound. Now back here for Shane Merwin for Blake Hitt to the high post, intercepted by Unitego, but the ball loose on the floor now as Beadle got tied up, and we'll have a jump ball, and that's going to give possession back to the Unitego Spartans. 6:25 to go in this third quarter, 31-25 is the score. Unitego gets the ball back after a steal and a jump ball. So here is Zach Youngs. Youngs now to the right side, lost it for a quick second, gathers it back up, passes into the high post for Dean Reed. He lost it off of his hands, but they will say that it last hit off of a Walton player, I believe Shane Merwin, as the ball rolled out of bounds. So Unitego gets it back, 25 on the shot clock. They lead on the road here at Walton, 31-25, with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. And here is Smith, steps in, now finds Beadle right side as Unitego goes left to right. They pass it down low into the paint for Beams. Beams thought he was fouled, no call from the Zebra crew, and back the other way for Walton. They trail 31-25, a pull-up three for Blake Hitt. Won't go down, rattled out, but Tweedy is there, puts it in. Alex Tweedy now with 13 points. And Tweedy, for just being a sophomore, looks like a man among boys out there at times. Here is Smith. Gets into the paint, picks up his dribble for Unitego as the Spartans lead 31-27 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. We got a ball game on our hands here, folks. Beams with a pull-up jumper left side, no good. Smith skying for the rebound in the land of the trees, but his putback is no good. And another rebound here for Zach Youngs as Unitego will have a fresh 35 to work with. Let's see what they can squeeze out of it. Here is Youngs, gets to the hoop, throws one up, hoping to get fouled, can't do it. And guess who's there for the rebound? It's Derek Beams. He puts it in. Boy, Zach Youngs just threw up a prayer, and Beams was there to bail him out. Here's Walton with a two-on-one if they hurry, up and in. Nice pass up over the top of that zone, and Jordan Somers, now with 6 points, makes it a 33-29 game. Zach Youngs, left side, passes down low for Dean Reed, tries the interior pass to Beams, but it's intercepted by Blake Hitt. Hitt still doing a lot of great work out there, despite getting on the score sheet tonight for Walton. Here is Tweedy, little floater in the lane, up and in. And Alex Tweedy's got 15 points. And Unitego head coach Cal Locke's seen enough. He calls a timeout. 4:36 to go in the third quarter. It's a two-point game. Unitego 33, Walton 31. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 4:23 to go in the third quarter, and out of the timeout. Unitego not going to be very happy about that as they throw the ball away there with Derek Beams. And Walton will get it back. It's 33-31 with 4:15 now to go in this third quarter, live from Walton Central School. Here's Merwin to the right side. He finds Alex Sorochinski back out for Merwin. Top of the key for Tweedy. Three ball, no good. And the rebound for Zach Youngs. Youngs holds on to it looking for an outlet pass, and he finds Cooper Thayer. Here comes Unitego in the dark green uniforms with the white trim here tonight. And it back to half court it goes. Here is Cooper Thayer. Kicks out for Braden Beadle. He wants that three and couldn't get it to go. hit the front of the rim and then bounced off. Zach Young's the rebound and will have a jump ball as he lost his footing, fell to the floor, and possession arrow will give it back to Walton. Walton has been down as many as 10 in this ballgame, folks, but they've cut it all the way back to 2. It's a 33-31 lead for the Unitigo Spartans with 3:40 to go in this third quarter. Boys, MAC action tonight here on CDO. And here is Walton with the ball. Sorachinski in the right corner. Curls in on the right baseline, off the glass, too hard, can't get it to go. Rebound for Zach Youngs and an outlet pass for Unitigo looking to run. Here's Beadle flying down the floor, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. 3:23 to go in this third quarter, and it's 33-31, and Braden Beadle will go to the line. So Beadle now with 9 points. That's second on the team in scoring. We'll head to the charity stripe. First one is up and good for Braden Beadle. So that gets him into double figures. You have Beams with 11 and Beadle with 10 here tonight. Second one coming for Beadle. Rattles out, but a rebound for Zach Youngs. His right-handed layup no good. Beams with a rebound. Lost it out of his hands, and it rolls out of bounds. The kind of night it's been there for Derek Beams. Yes, he has 11 points, but he's had a couple of opportunities on those putbacks that ball has just been ripped out of his hands, something like that, kind of out of his control. So Walton gets it back. They trail by 3. Here's Sorachinski. No good. As he tried to shoot a 3 from the top of the key, Cooper Thayer with the rebound, and he's fouled. So 34-31 is the score with 3:06 to go in the third after Walton cut it back to 2. Unitigo jumped it back up to 3, and now they'll get the ball back once again, going left to right. Here's Cooper Thayer going through the press, dribbling through the press, I want to say. Passes off there for Zach Youngs, and he was just tipped as he went up there, and it was knocked out of bounds. Went up on that left side, and the ball just tipped out of bounds. So Unitigo gets it back for Cooper Thayer. Thayer now tries to get it down low for Braden Beadle, intercepted here by Sorachinski, but stolen right back by Beams of Unitigo. Unitigo leading 34-31. Beams off to the races, gets through, and again can't get the layup to go. But a steal right back here for Unitigo after Walton got the rebound. Boy, end-to-end action here, folks. Smith, pull-up jumper, got it. And Jared Smith now with 6 points, and that kind of completes a crazy little flurry by both sides. It's 36-31, Unitigo on top. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Here is Blake Hitt to the left side. Stops and passes out for Sommers. He gets into the paint. Sommers' left-handed layup, no good, but he's fouled and will go to the line. 2:18 to go in the third. It's 36-31. And here comes Walton's Jordan Sommers with 6 points. He'll head to the charity stripe. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Sommers is good. He's got it. So that's 7 points for Sommers, and it's a 36-32 game. Boy, folks, this could go either way. Seems to be a real game of runs here tonight. Sommers to the line, trying to cut it back to 3, and he will. Sommers with 8 points, and it's 36-33, and now a full court press here by Walton. They'll get a steal. They pass it down low, but the pass to Sommers goes through his hands, but they will say last touch by Unitigo, so it will stay with the Walton Warriors after the press creates a turnover. I don't think Unitigo was expecting the press there. So 2:14 to go in the third. Officials getting a little conference here at midcourt, making sure the possession arrow is correct. It is. Walton will get it in. Wide open, Alex Tweedy. Swish from downtown, and Tweedy's got 18. We're tied up at 36. 2:05 to go in the third, and Unitigo will throw it away against the press. Unitigo will take a timeout. Folks, we're tied up at 36. 2:05 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Bye.
buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're tied up at 36 with a minute and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Walton with the ball, and we'll have a foul. Great pass down low for Walton, and Jordan Somers with a turnaround right hook was fouled there by Zach Youngs, and Somers will go to the line. He's got 8 points, and he's looking to give Walton the lead here for the first time in the second half. Walton was down by as many as 10, but they have battled back on their home floor, and Somers puts in the first one. He's got 9. And Walton takes a 37-36 lead, again with a minute 47 to go in the third. 18 points for Alex Tweedy. It's been unbelievable, especially in the second half. Somers with 10 as he makes the second foul shot, and it's 38-36. Unitigo gets the ball in, going left to right against this press. Jared Smith's going to break it himself. Passes down low for Zach Youngs. Lost it on the floor, but Beams is there to go up, and he's fouled. So Beams will head to the line here for Unitigo to try to tie it back up. So Beams has just been double, triple team down low, and the 6'6" big man has been doing everything he can. He's got a team-high 11 points. First foul shot coming here for Beams is good. So Beams has 12. Now, normally when I say this, they miss the second one, but Beams, an excellent foul shooter. Second one coming here for Beams, and Unitigo makes the second one. So he broke my streak there. I probably had 3 or 4 of those in a row where I said, oh, they're a great foul shooter, and then they missed. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. We're tied up at 38, and now a steal by Cooper Thayer of Unitigo. Thayer down the floor, can't get the right-handed layup to go, and Blake Hitt is there for the rebound from Walton. Down the floor for guess who? Tweedy into the paint. Passes off for Somers. Can't get the layup to go. Tweedy a rebound, but we'll have a foul. Oh, Tweedy was right there for the follow-up rebound, but they're going to say that Walton pushed off on the rebound to make that open space. So Jordan Somers will get whistled, and it's 38-38. Unitigo will have the ball with a minute and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. And here is Smith again, coast to coast, and he's fouled. Smith, my goodness, with a ton of speed, dribbling through two defenders, broke through the double team, got to the rim, and Smith will go to the line for Unitigo. 1:11 to go here in the third, and it looks like it's shaping up to be a great fourth quarter here from Walton Central School. Smith's first shot up and in. He's got 7. Very similar feeling to the game last year that these two teams played over in Unitigo, where the Spartans pulled away for the victory late in that one. And we have not been disappointed here again so far tonight. 39-38 the score. Smith at the line for Unitigo, and it's in. Foul shooting is going to be key down the stretch. And Unitigo regains the lead 40-38 with 1:05 to go in the third. Walton with the ball as they go right to left. They're in the home white uniforms, the black and the orange trim. Unitigo's in the green with the white and gray trim. Here's Blake Hitt into the paint. Off the glass, he got it to go. First bucket of the night for Blake Hitt. Perfect time for that. We're tied at 40. 50 seconds to go in this third quarter, and they'll say, as Unitigo tried to break the press, that Jared Smith stepped out of bounds. Boy, the officials were in a great spot to see that, as I'd say maybe Smith's pinky toe was out of bounds. It was right here in front of our broadcast booth on the right wing. And a good call. So Walton with the ball, 40 seconds to go. We're tied at 40 here in the third quarter, but they pass it down low, and Justin Beers had turned his back on the play, and so the pass went sailing over his head, and possession goes back to Unitigo. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Smith looks to get it in, finds Beadle, breaks the press, gets to half court, dishes one off for Dean Reed. Reed in low, can't get the right-handed jumper to go, and a rebound again for Blake Hitt with 30 seconds left in the third. Hitt going right to left. Pulls in, now finds Beers, Picks up his dribble. Back for Tweedy. A kick out. Vandermark steps in. Two-pointer, no good. Rebound for Unitiga with 15 ticks left on the clock. Now for Beadle. Right-handed layup, up and in. Beadle's got 12 points, and Unitiga leads 42-40. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Blake Hitt. Steps up for three at the buzzer. Got it. Downtown for Blake Hitt. He's got 5 points, and Walton leads 43-42 after three. He took about one step over half court and launched it and put it down. The Warriors lead the Spartans by one. End of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Boy, what a great end to the third quarter. Blake Hitt for Walton, brought it down the floor and launched one from about two steps over half and nailed it. And so we'll start the fourth quarter here on CDO. Walton leading Unitiga 43-42. Unitiga will have the ball. Jared Smith passes inside to Derek Beams, and they'll say he's fouled. Here's the team foul situation, I believe. Yes, it is. This is going to be the seventh for Walton. There's only three on Unitiga, so this is going to put Unitiga into the 1-1. They will call that foul on Tim Vandermark. And so Beams will go to the charity stripe. Beams with 13, that's a team high. And he puts the first one in, he's got 14. The game high belongs to Alex Tweedy of Walton. He has 18. Most of that in the second half as the sophomore has really come alive for Walton. Beams' second shot is up and good. He's got 15. Unitiga regains the lead 44-43 as we start the fourth quarter. Here is Blake Hitt to the right side, finds Beers. For Vandermark, for Sommers, down low. Turnaround shot is good. And Sommers now with 12 points. He's come alive in the second half as well. It's 45-44 with 7:36 to go in this fourth quarter. Blake Hitt with some pressure on this Walton full court press. It was knocked out of bounds but will stay with the Warriors. They still have 8 seconds to get it across half court. I should say with the Spartans. Unitiga with the ball. Beadle finds Dean Reed who passes across, but they'll say he traveled. And the ball is going to go back to Walton. So after that Sommers jumper, Walton with a 45-44 lead with 7.5 to go fourth quarter. And so Walton brings it down the floor here with Blake Hitt. Hitt going right to left, backs it in, gets into the paint, puts it up and in. Blake Hitt with 7 points all here in the second half, and it's 47-44 now. Walton on their home floor looking to get a little cushion between them and Unitiga. Jared Smith trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Goes from half court to the rim on the right side and puts it in. Jared Smith now into double figures. He's got 10. 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's Walton 47, Unitiga 46. Should be a great finish. Don't turn that dial, folks. Here's Tweedy in the paint. Blocked out of there by Beams. Beams read that one the whole way and got him with the swat. Here is Carey. Hands it back off to Beams. Into the paint. Up and in. And Beams has got 17, and Walton has seen enough. Head coach Dave Gardepi is going to take a timeout. Unitiga leads 48-47, 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store Store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull on CDO, live from Walton Central School. It's the visiting Unitico Spartans with a 48-47 lead, and now the Spartans will get a rebound, and they'll look to bring it forward, but Jared Smith with the travel, giving it right back to the Walton Warriors. 6:22 to go now in this fourth quarter. And Walton with the ball. They're in the home whites with the orange, the black trim. Unitico's in the green with the white and gray trim. And Walton will get the ball in here to Shane Merwin. Merwin to the top of the key, closely guarded here by Braden Beadle. Unitico's in the man-to-man, and now Braden Beadle getting a little too tight there with his defense near half court, was looking for the steal, gets whistled for the foul. So Walton will get the inbound right next to our broadcast position here at half court. And Hitt will get it in, but a backcourt violation here on Shane Merwin. You bring some of that pressure defense sometimes, you're going to make guards nervous. Merwin, just a sophomore, maybe feeling the pressure there a little bit as he stepped on the line, giving it back to Unitico. Spartans with 1 point lead, 48-47, and here is Beams at half court. Gives it back to Smith, who sets up the offense. And now Smith at the top of the key, finds Beadle. Left-handed three, and the lefty puts it up, no good. Zach Carey the rebound, feeds it off for Dean Reed. He's blocked, ball loose on the floor, and it's deflected out of bounds, and we'll go back to Walton. Reed's shot was hit towards the baseline. Beams tried to save it, but stepped on the line. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Unitico 48, Walton 47. Here is Somers to the left side. Somers down low, up off the glass for Tim Vandermark. He got it. Vandermark, his first bucket of the night, and he'll go to the line for the three-point play opportunity. Somers was right there in the last second before he put it up, saw Vandermark, who was open for the layup, off the glass with the kiss, and it's good. So Vandermark looking for the three-point play. This one is up and in. So Vandermark, with his first 3 points of the night, gives Walton a 50-48 lead with 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Unitico with the ball as they go left to right. Here's the big man, 6'6", Derek Beams, to the left side for Smith. Smith into the black paint, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound on the floor. Smith comes away with it. Pump fakes, up and in. Jared Smith, great heads-up play there to track down that rebound, and we're tied up at 50. Walton and Unitico, a great contest here tonight on the road from Walton Central School with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Vandermark for Somers, and back to the far side for Shane Merwin. Inside for Vandermark, up and in. 5 straight points for the junior, Tim Vandermark, and Walton leads 52-50. Here's Braden Beadle to the left side, bounce pass finds Dean Reed off the glass and in. Dean Reed with 6 points, and again we're knotted up at 52. Both teams will not quit. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Do not turn the radio dial here, folks. Going to be a great finish tonight on CDO. Tweedy down at the left block as Walton goes right to left. Kicks it out. Somers from downtown. Got it. Jordan Somers now with 15 points. And Walton takes a three-point lead, 55-52. And now a steal by Merwin. Merwin down the right side. In for the layup and in. Merwin's got 4. And Walton takes a 57-52 lead. And Unitico takes a timeout. 4:27 to go in the fourth. Again, our score, Walton 57, Unitico 52. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:27 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game awards coming up, brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance, for the offense, defense, and all-purpose awards for tonight's game. many candidates here, folks, and we still have 4.5 to see if somebody is going to be a magician here tonight and try to pull one out of the bag. So Unitego with the ball, going left to right as they trail 57-52. This is a big possession. They get it down low for Dean Reed and back up for Smith. And again for Reed at the left baseline. Reed at the left block now, trying to put up a little hook shot, instead pulls it back down, kicks it out for Beadle. Beadle to the hoop, right-handed reverse layup is no good, and Walton comes away with the rebound. Inches away from going in for Braden Beadle, but he couldn't get it. Now here's Merwin, back out for Blake Hitt. Three from downtown, hit the front and back of the rim and then out. Unitego with the rebound. Here's Beadle down the right side. Again to the hoop, and a block, and the bucket will count. Oh my goodness, for Braden Beadle. He's got 14. Looked like Walton was all set to take a charge there. The Zebra Crew says differently. Beadle makes the incredibly tough left-handed layup, and he'll go to the charity stripe. Oh boy, I thought Sorachinsky had his feet planted in the soil and was going to get that call, but he didn't get it. And the bucket is good there for Beadle. He's got 15. And we're back to a two-point game with 3:45 to go. 57-55. Merwin down the floor, kicks it to the left side here for Tweedy, who's got 18 but has not scored in the fourth quarter. 3.5 to go. Here's Blake Hitt, right side three off the front rim, not enough spice to get it to go down, and it's rebounded here by Unitego. Here is Smith, dribbles one off his foot, it looked like, no call. Walton scoops up the loose ball, comes back the other way. Now for Blake Hitt, left side to the foul line for Sorachinsky, down low. Now for Tweedy, up and in. Tweedy right up over Derek Beams. Tweedy has 20, and Walton leads 59-55. Smith into the paint, lost it for a second. Zach Young's now kick out for Braden Beadle. Three ball, no good. We'll have a whistle. And on the rebound, they're going to say that Unitego will be whistled for the foul. That'll be on Zach Young's, who was just using a little bit too much muscle to try to make some room in there. 59-55 is the score. Unitego trailing Walton with 2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Walton Central School. And here is Blake Hitt on the left side as the Warriors go right to left. And here is Tweedy, straight away three. Can't get the shooter's touch. And the rebound for Zach Youngs, and he's fouled. And now, let's see, could this be? Yes, technical foul here on Zach Youngs. Youngs got tied up on the rebound there with Jordan Somers. Youngs got the foul. He came down and he was fouled, so he was going to go to the line, but then those two got wrestling a little bit there, and, well, Youngs with a little bit of a push to try to keep Somers away from him, and they'll call him for the technical with 2:43 to go. Boys will be boys, and you just have to be able to keep your cool there a little bit. Youngs, that's understandable. You get tied up there, not giving him an excuse or anything like that, but everyone has been there. Or you just want to try to get that space after a tight play like that. 2:43 to go. It's 59-55. Walton on top of Unitego. And so let's see what's going to happen here. Youngs is going to go and shoot his foul shots that he got for being fouled. And so let's see here for Youngs. First foul shot is up and no good. So Youngs got to shoot his foul shot. That's no good, and now Walton's going to come back the other way and shoot the technical fouls. So this one will be for Jordan Somers. Somers puts it up and in. And Somers has 16. So I believe that Zach Youngs missed that shot, and since it was 1-1, that's why he only got the one. And now Somers hits both because of the technical foul, so he's got 17. Walton takes a 61-55 lead. So 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away. Again, Walton leading Unitego 61-55 in boys' MAC action. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com.
NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton boys have come back. They were trailing by 10. They now lead by 6, 61-55 over visiting Unitego with 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Post-game show coming up, but we should have a wild finish in front of us here unless Walton, with the ball, can put a little more distance between themselves and the Unitego Spartans. Walton gets it in here with Shane Merwin. Merwin walks it up the floor to the left side here, finds Sorachinsky. And now for Jordan Sommers, who has 17, a quiet 17. Now for Blake Hitt. Deep three, draws nothing but air, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back here to Unitego with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a big possession here for the Spartans. If they can score, it's still a lot of time left as they trail by 6. If you could cut it to 4 or maybe 3. Down low for Dean Reed, and back up top here for Smith. He gets into the paint and a foul. And so Smith is going to go to the line after, let's see, they're going to say Blake Hitt got him on the arm. So we said it earlier, it's going to come down to foul shooting, and here it is, Jared Smith, one of the junior leaders on this team, wearing number 10. He's got 12 points. He'll step to the line. Smith, first one is up and in. Cool, calm, and collected from the line. He's got 13. It's 61-56. Unitego trying to crawl back in late in this fourth quarter. Second shot for Smith, up and good. Smith has 14. So it's 61-57 with 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter here on CDO. Live from Walton Central School, the Walton boys leading visiting Unitego. Here is Blake Hitt, drives the baseline, back out for Sorachinsky for three, no good. Beams with a big rebound here, and Unitego has life. 2 minutes to go, and Beams walks it up the floor as the Spartans go left to right. They find Smith, stops for Braden Beadle. Three ball left corner is no good. Didn't have enough air under it, and the rebound here for the Warriors. Spartans need another big defensive stop, and they'll get it here with Smith diving into the stands. Tipped out of bounds, but it will stay with Walton. Great play there, looking like a football move almost. Looking for the interception. Smith went diving into the stands head first. Couldn't quite save it. Walton will work it in. They tried to go down low to Tweedy, and it's picked off there by Derek Beams, who gets it ahead here for Smith into the paint, and let's see, that's going to be a charge. Smith went flying into the paint. A nice job there by Shane Merwin to absorb the contact and take the hit. I understand Smith is trying to make a play there, but probably went in a little too fast. 1:35 to go, fourth quarter, and now Unitego is going to bring the full court man-to-man press to try to get a steal. If they can get a steal in a bucket, it would only be a two-point game. That'd be huge. Walton back the other way. Unitego looking for a stop as the Warriors lead 61-57 live here tonight from Walton Central School. To the top of the key, here for Tweedy. Tweedy finds Blake Hitt. Hitt holding on to it, now down low. Pump fake, now for Sommers. Back out for Hitt, three ball right side, no good. Rebound for Smith with a minute 10 to go. Can Unitego get a bucket here? Down the left side for Smith. Kicked it out, and Beeler wasn't ready for it. And he couldn't quite get to it, and it rolls out of bounds. 1:04 to go in the fourth quarter, and again, Walton with the ball, and head coach Dave Gardepi is going to take a timeout. We will as well. 1:04 to go in the fourth. It's Walton 61, Unitego 57. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishes
wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:04 to go, fourth quarter. Walton has the ball with a 61-57 lead. They get it into Blake Hitt. And Cooper Thayer with the quick foul, and so Blake Hitt will go to the line. The team foul situation. Walton has 10. Unitego has 8. So here is Blake Hitt to the line for Walton. He's got 7 points all in the second half, and including 1 3-pointer that was from almost half court that gave Walton the lead at the end of the third quarter, 43-42. Walton trailed by as many as 10 points in this game. The 1-1 rattles out, can't get it to go for Hitt, and beams the rebound for Unitego. 1 minute to go on the clock, and Unitego trails 61-57. Here's Smith down low for Reed. Reed at the right block, kicks it over for Smith, gets inside. Smith trying to get one up for Beams, it's intercepted. Now a jump ball, but Smith steals it away. Gets it out for Cooper Thayer with 45 seconds to go. Smith for three, no good, and Blake Hitt with the rebound. Hitt tried to just waste some time here, and finally he's fouled there by Braden Beadle with 37 seconds to go. 61-57 the score. Walton on top. Smith did everything he could on that possession. Got it down into the left corner. They had a shot at a three. He tried to go inside there for Beams, and just the iron unkind. So Blake Hitt will go to the line. This will actually be the 10th team foul, so the last one was the 9th. My apologies there. So this is going to be 2 shots here for Blake Hitt of Walton. First one is good. Hitt gets it to go, and he's got 8. So it's 62-57 with 37 seconds to go. Blake Hitt for Walton at the line. This one is in. So Blake Hitt now with 9 points, and it's 63-57. Unitego needs some points and in a hurry. Here's Smith, stops, finds Beadle. Pump fakes, Beadle trying to get inside, lost it, ball rolled out of his hands, out of bounds, no foul called, and the ball goes back to Walton with 29 seconds to go. And the Warriors with a 63-57 lead. Warriors get it in, and Unitego with a foul as they got the ball into Jordan Somers, and he will go to the line. Tweedy with 20 points tonight, and Somers with 17, and Somers, the junior, will walk down the floor to shoot 2. And this could essentially put the game on ice here for the Warriors if he can make these, as they lead 63-57 with 28 ticks to go on the clock. First one is up and in. 18 points here for Jordan Somers. And the second one coming here for Somers now. This one is in. So Somers has got 19, and it's 65-57 with 25 seconds to go. Here's Cooper Thayer. Thayer across the top of the zone, and now they get it over for Braden Beadle for a three. It's short, no good. Rebound on the floor, and Walton will come away with it with 15 seconds left, and Tweedy is fouled, and he'll walk it down the floor. So it appears the Walton Warriors will get a huge win after trailing by 10 here on their home floor. It looks like the huge effort from Alex Tweedy, from Blake Hitt, and from Jordan Somers is going to be enough to bring the Warriors back, as Tweedy will go to the line to shoot 2 with 14 seconds left. So Tweedy to the line, and the first one is in. Tweedy has got a game-high 21 points. And it was really just a great effort. He had 8 at the halftime break and came alive early in that third quarter to help Walton out. Second one is good for Tweedy, and he's got 22. 67-57 for a game that was close the whole way. Walton now up by 10. Here is Smith down the floor, left side. Can't get the 3 to go. Beams has got it up and in, and he's fouled. Beams has got 19, and he's going to go to the line. Boy, you just never know with Derek Beams. It's so hard to keep off the boards. And he'll go to the line. 67-59. Beams to the line, trying to get to 20. And he will. Swish on the free throw. Walton will get it in. And Walton is going to escape here at home with a 67-60 hard-fought, well-earned victory here tonight. We'll have our post-game show coming up with our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final here tonight, Walton 67, Unitego 60. I'm Nate Lowell. Post-game show coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The Walton boys were down 10. They come back to win by 7 here on their home floor, 67-60 over Unitego. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for the Walton Warriors, 22 points. That's a game high for Alex Tweedy. 19 for Jordan Sommers, 9 for Blake Hitt, 5 for Tim Vandemark, 6 for Alex Sorachinsky, 4 for Shane Merwin, and 2 for Justin Beers. On the other side for Unitego, a team-high 20 points for Derek Beams, 15 for Braden Beadle, 14 for Jared Smith, 6 for Dean Reed, 3 for Cooper Thayer, and 2 for Zach Youngs. Unitego looked great for a majority of this game, but Walton just got hot, especially at the start of the third quarter, and then almost a half-court shot for Blake Hitt gave Walton a 43-42 lead to end the third quarter and start the fourth, and from there, the Warriors took over and escaped with a 67-60 victory. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. Again, our final 67-60, Walton defeats the Unitego boys. Our three awards coming up. Stay tuned here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Walton Central School. Our final score tonight, 67-60. The Walton boys, who were down by 10, come back to win by 7 over visiting Unitego. It's time for our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. No question here tonight, folks. Alex Tweedy, 22 points for Walton, the sophomore, made it look easy. So Alex Tweedy is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. And at NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Give that award tonight to Derek Beams from Unitigo. 20 points, that's a team high. Just such a force down low with the blocks, the rebounds, everything that he does. He just brings a whole other dimension to the game. And he is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award tonight here to Jordan Somers of Walton. 19 points here. Really came alive again in the second half, as did this whole Walton Warriors team. 19 points and made some free throws and key buckets when they really needed it. So Jordan Somers from Walton, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. The girls' contest is next. We won't have that on the radio here tonight. We will have the Lady Spartans later this week on Thursday when they host a big matchup with the Green Lady Trojans. So tune in for that on Thursday night at our normal 7:15 time. If you would like updates from this game here tonight, the Unitigo Lady Spartans and the Lady Warriors of Walton, you can follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. We'll also have several other updates tonight from games around the MAC. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Again, our final score in the boys' contest tonight, Walton defeating Unitigo 67-60. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.